Dozens of Russian diplomats expelled from the United States by President Barack Obama have left the country. As Stefan Boss reports, the plane took off overnight amid a standoff between Washington and Moscow over Russia's alleged attempt to influence the U.S. presidential elections.
Russia's embassy in the United States sent in a statement to Russian media that all 35 expelled diplomats and their families left the U.S. aboard a hastily arranged plane. President Barack Obama had given the affected diplomats just 72 hours to leave the country. He ordered the expulsion in response to Russia's alleged hacking of the U.S. Democratic Party emails and those of the campaign of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential election. In addition, Washington closed two Russian compounds in New York and Maryland. Russia's President Vladimir Putin had been expected to respond with the expulsion of U.S. diplomats from its territory, but Putin later said that Moscow would, in his words, not sink to the level of this irresponsible kitchen diplomacy. President-elect Donald Trump, who is seen as more pro-Russian by Moscow, praised Putin's decision as very smart. Critics say Russia tried to influence the outcome of the presidential election. Trump has been skeptical about Obama's hacking allegations, saying the intelligence community had been wrong about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
And if you look at the weapons of mass destruction, that was a disaster, and they were wrong. And so I want them to be sure. I think it's unfair if they don't know. And I know a lot about hacking, and hacking is a very hard thing to prove. So it could be somebody else. And I also know things that other people don't know. So they cannot be sure of the situation.
Trump refused to provide details, saying he would make an announcement on Tuesday or Wednesday. But he suggested that computers could not be trusted with sensitive information and recommended using pen and paper. In the words of the 70-year-old Trump, if you have something really important, write it out and have it delivered by courier, the old-fashioned way, because no computer is safe. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.